We are learning Masechtas Megillah Daf Yudalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning 15 lines from the top of Yudalet Amud Beis. So we already went through the seven Nevi'os, not all of them, Sarah, Miriam, Devaira, Chana, Avigail, and now we are up to Cholda. We're up to Cholda Navi. Two more left. Cholda and Esther have to explain and show where they were Nevi'ah. Cholda, the Chsiv, Ayelechuk Yo'akoyim. What was the story there? That Menashe was king. He was a terrible king, and Klai Yisrael mamish forgot the Torah. And Menashe saw the same thing. They forgot the Torah. It came to Yeshua. Yeshua was a much bigger tzaddik. But it took him a while to develop. In his 18th year of his reign, he said, you know what? We're going to fix up the whole Beis HaMikdash. While they're fixing the Beis HaMikdash, they found a Sefer Torah in the Beis HaMikdash. It was open to the Pasuk in the Teichecha, Yoylech, Hashem, Oysecha, Vesmalkecha. The Pasuk said that Hashem said, we're going to bring you and your king into Galus. And he got very nervous about it. And he got very nervous. He ripped his clothing and he was mamish. He was very scared what's going to happen. So he sent Chilkiyahu HaKohen, who's one who actually found this, he sent him to Cholda HaNeviah to find out what's Taka going to happen. The Pasuk says, V'yele Chilkiyahu HaKohen, V'chikam V'achbar V'shofam V'asoya El Cholda HaNeviah, Eish Shalom Ben Tikva Ben Charchas, Shoyim HaBegodim Yeshevetz B'Shalayim Mishnah Yidabra Eleha. They went to ask Cholda what to do. And Cholda Taka answered them that, It's going to happen, but you're going to be saved, Yeshua. You're not going to go into Galus. It's going to be your Enikloch. Why? Because you ripped your clothing, you did tshuva, and therefore it won't be in your days. And that's what Taka happened. So Cholda was a Nevi'ah. They sent, Yeshua sent his Shaila to Cholda Nevi'ah. But the question is, Vamakom Dekai Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah was alive at that time, like Rashi is in Mefarish. The time of Yeshua, Yirmiyah was alive. He was Misnava in the 13th year already of Yeshua. So if Yirmiyah is there, Heichem Misnava'i, how could she say Nevu'ah? Frekta Mefarshim, what do you mean? If she gets a Nevuah, she's supposed to be Kavish to Nevuah? Zokta Mefarshim sounds like this. Before you say Nevuah, you have to prepare yourself for it. You have to be Simcha, it's a whole preparation. She should have prepared herself in a Via, but Mokim, that Yirmiyah was around. So Mokim called Yirmiyah, Hechem is Nabi, how can she say Nevuah? Arm Bey Rav, Shay the Rav, Chulda Krevas Yirmiyah, I saw. Chulda was a Karev of Yirmiyah, and Loya Makbarla, and he was not Makbar that she should be a Navi. But the Gemara asked, but Yeshua Gufa Heichishav Yirmiyah. Why would he leave Yirmiyah and go to a woman? Mashad Gaba and sends to Cholda? Amri de Bei Rav Shila, Pesha Noshim, Rachmani Yosain. He wanted Rachmanis. He sent it to Noshim. He sent this question to the Navi, to Neviah, who is a woman. She'll have more Rachmanis on him. That's one Teretz. Rav Yechonama, Yirmiyah Le'ava Hasem. Yirmiyah was not there at that time. Why? Shaholach Lahachzer Aseres HaShvatim. He went to return the Aseret HaShvatim. At that time already, all the Aseret HaShvatim were thrown out by the time of Golus Yechayah. But before that already, the Shevet Ruvain, the God, and Chatz Shevet Menashe were already went into Golus. So at that time, Yirmiyahu went to bring them back. Now, how do you know he brought them back? How do you know? So the Gemara, no, how do you know Yirmiyahu brought them back? It says in the pasuk. It says Yecheskel, the voice of Yecheskel was talking about the Golus Yechonya, which is 11 years before Churban Habayit. It says in the pasuk that all the Aseret HaShvatim are going to be going to Golus. And there won't be any Yovel anymore. The purchases won't go back by Yovel anymore. Why is Yovel bottle? Because if the whole Klal Yisrael is not on Al Haaretz, there's no Yovel. So after Yovel bottle, Yovel was bottle already. The 2.5 Shvatim already were gone already. So Efshin Yevil Batov Novim is not beloved Shivatan. Yecheskel is going to be bottle. It was bottle already. Amalamed Shirmiyoh Hechziron. Yirmiyoh brought those 2.5 Shvatim back and told Golus Yechonyah they were back. V'Yishioh Ben Amoin Malach Aleihem. And Yishioh Ben Amoin was the king. Amoin was Menashe's son, who was also a Rasha. Yishioh Ben Amoin was the king on the 2.5 Shvatim. Means even though they were part of the Aseret HaShvatim, there was a time when Yishioh was king on them. How do we know that? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk that Yeshua went around destroying all the bamos, all the avodah zaras, all over. And he's found in a place where there was a basic forest, and there's a big tzia in there. Because he burnt all the bones of all the kaimrim. But he saw a big, beautiful kever. He says, and this, who is this Ishal Akim? It was Idai Hanavi. So the question is, but what's Yeshua doing in Beisel? Beisel is part of the Malchus Yisrael, not Malchus Beis David. See, Yeshua was king on them. So what the Mahalach Gemara is like this. The question was why we sent the Chulda and not the Yirmiyahu. One Teretz says Chulda wasn't Rachmanis. That's why. Other Teretz says because Yirmiyahu was not there. He went to return to the Teretz Shvatim. What's the Raya? The Raya is because you see that the Yevil only was bought later on, and you see, and Yeshua was a king taka on them. Another what? When?
When Yeshua went out.
They were missing. They were back. They were back here. I was saying they were back.
They left. I mean, what?
That's the first in the Pesukim that they left. They got thrown out. This is the first in the Pesukim they got thrown out. The Yirmiyahu had to bring them back. And so first that they went into Galus already. That they went into Galus, but Yirmiyahu brought them back. Because if not, that's a riot from the Yovels. So Rav Nachman Mahak, a different pasuk that says Yehuda was a melech on Yisrael for a certain amount of time, says Gam Yehuda shos katzir loch b'shuvi shosamai. When Yirmiyahu returned the Shvusim, returned the captives, Shas Katzalach, which means he was the king over them. Zog to Gemara, Esther. So that's we got six Nevi'ahs. What's the Raya about Esther? Esther the Chsiv, Vahi Biyam Ashlishi Vatilbash Esther Malchus, which means Ruach Kodesh. We'll see in the Raya. It says Big Day Malchus of Bayelat. If he's put on Big Day Malchus, what's Malchus? Ella Shalav Shah Ruach Kodesh. She was wrapped in Ruach Kodesh. Ksiv, well, how you know Tilbash means Ruach Kodesh? Ksiv Hakam Tilbash. Ksiv Hasam Ruach Lav Shah Sam Masai. So you see this idea that Lav Shah means Ruach Kodesh. That's a Raya that Esther had Ruach Kodesh. She's one of the Nevi'ahs. So Dr. Moravaita, I'm Rav Nachman. Lo Ya Yerusalem Nashi. It's not good to give woman a place of status. Why? Tarti Nashi Yehir and Havyan. There were two Nashim who were a little bit haughty. Of course, on their level, but San and Shemayah, even though the names were not even nice names, Chadosh Shmazi Berusa, one's name was a bee, bumblebee, the Devar is a bee, the Chadosh Shmal Kakushta, one was a weasel, which is a Cholda. And Ziberusa, what do you see that she acted in the wrong way? It says about Devar Dechsev Ba Atishlach Vatikula Barak. She went and called Barak to come to her. The Yuli Leoz Legabe. She did not go to him, and that was Tikkul Taina about being a Gaiva. Karkusha Ksivbe, but says by Choda Amru Leish Amla Malach. When she said, "Go tell the king what's going to happen," she doesn't say Amru Malach. She says Amru Leish. That's what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, "V'taima Aleim Koyama Hashem Lekei Shol Imru Leish Hashalach Eschem Elai." Say to the Ish, not to the Melech. What? She was saying in Nevuah. I guess the Imru Leish. I know. You should maybe be asking. That was part of Nevuah. But what I'm saying for always, my show is like this. Afa gav the sanyan shemayu, v'havel l'hashvul hachnais, man. Should have made yourself into Onov, they have a bad name. The fish meseim chulda v'dvar yoshem shfeilim abriyas, the smaller abriyas. V'heim le'osukein el d'hava yehirim negan anashim chashuvim k'yoshua barak. I hear your question, l'chara, was part of Via. It could be Nevi'ah doesn't come exact words, it could be. The Nevi'ah is just the idea, and she could have said l'melech, v'hidah kasha. So the Mara Vaita, Omer Av Nachman, Chulda mei banav she Yeshua haisa. Chulda was the enikel of Yeshua. We said before that Yeshua, that Chulda and Yirmiyahu were relatives. They were both enikloch of Rachav Hazayna. Like we'll see. Mei banav she Yeshua, they're enikels of Yeshua haisa. Chsiv hacha ben Charchas. It says here about Chulda ben Charchas. Chsiv hacha simnas cheres. And it says in the parasha of Yeshua simnas cheres. Now ben Charchas is really Chulda's wife. But it says Chulda's husband. Because it says Eishes Shalom Ben Tikva Ben Charchas. But Rashi says since it's said in that parasha, we make Gzer Shava that she is the enikel from Yeshua. That's Rav Nachman's memra. Eisver Rav Eina Savel Rav Nachman Shemoyin Neviim Heim. Shemoyin Neviim Heim Kadam. There ain't Neviim there at Kadam. Yotzum Rachav Azayna. Came from Rachav Azayna. Veilu Hein Nerya Baruch Vesharya Sarya Vesiroya Machsaya Yirmiya Chilkiya Chanamel Veshalayim. These are eight Nevi'im that came from Rachav Hazayna. Rav Yehuda Ma Av Chulda Nevi'im Bnei Shal Rachav Hazayna. Chulda also comes from Rachav Haisa. Ksiv Hachav Ben Tikva. Ksiv Hachav Ben Tikva Sechut. It says by Rachav they put a thread out the window. But as Tikva Sechut Ashani. So he asks, how could you say Rav Nachman that she comes from Yeshua? L'chayra, she doesn't come from Yeshua. She comes from Rachav. Amalei said to him, Eina Saba. Old eyes, Barmila Pasi Uchmo or Black Kaylee. He says, Minach, this time Schmeitzer. Between both of us, we'll have ripe shot. The Gaira, Rachav became a Geiris, Venosva Yeshua, and she married Yeshua. Freight the Gemara, me have a Zara Yeshua, Yeshua had children. Vachsiv, Num Benoy Yeshua Benoy, and the Divya Yaman says that ends by Yeshua Benoy. He doesn't have any children. He didn't have any boys. Binsam Havilei, he did have daughters, and that's where Chulda came from. And the Gemara later on, the next half, which we'll learn tomorrow, will discuss these eight Nevi'im, what's a riot there in Nevi'im. Akaponim, what comes out from this Gemara is that these Shmai Nevi'im, and including Chulda also, the ninth, were from Rachav HaZayna, and also from Yeshua, because Yeshua married Rachav HaZayna.